Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being salt and light. But as we head in that direction, we're actually going to finish up the list of Beatitudes that we began last week. Because I believe sometimes we separate this out. We study and we learn and sometimes even memorize the Beatitudes. And some, we think that's sermon one. And then we move on to the next section and we fail to see what I believe is the connection. I think Jesus is teaching and begins this time of teaching with blessing, especially blessing that doesn't seem expected. Blessed when you mourn, when you're persecuted, when you're insulted, when you're meek. But he says you're blessed so that you can be the salt and light in your community, in your home, in your neighborhood, in your world. So as we talk and pray throughout this week, we'll eventually get to being salt and being light. But I think it's helpful to understand you're not doing that on your own. You're doing it as a result, as a response of yours to being blessed. And so today, we're going to focus in on blessed are the peacemakers. It's a challenging role to be a peacemaker. In fact, it's far easier and more common to be an instigator, to be divisive. But a peacemaker takes work. It requires intention. It requires listening. But he says, blessed are the peacemakers, not because they make the world a better place. He doesn't say that. I mean, they do. Not because they avoid conflict. He doesn't say that. That's their goal. But he says, blessed are the peacemakers because they will be called children of God. When we choose to be peacemakers, we reflect the nature of God Himself. We act in a way that makes Him more visible. Years ago, before moving to South Bend, lived in a small community that grew up in, went to school in. My dad grew up in, my grandfather grew up in. His parents and grandparents grew up in. But in the midst of some health things I was dealing with, I would walk when I physically could. And one day I encountered an individual in town that had been a part of the town for a long time. And this person looks at me and says, I don't know who you are, but I'd have to say you're a Lemler. And they say, I suspect that within three guesses, I can tell you who your dad is. Person was of my dad's generation. They said that because I looked a lot like my dad. I walked a lot like my dad. I didn't talk a lot like my dad. There were signs that by seeing me, they determined whose child I was. In the broad sense, I belonged to the Lemler family. They had that figured out. And when we talked about it, I think I just told them who my dad was and didn't make them guess, but their response was, I can see that. And sometimes we resemble our parents a lot more than other times. There are people that look so little like their parents that it's difficult to connect them. But even those, you can usually watch. You can usually listen to, and you'll notice the things that they've picked up from their parents that resemble them. They didn't try, at least not all of it. There are things that we admire in our parents, or at least some people do, I do, that we try to imitate. But many of the things that we imitate best are the things that we don't even make an effort at. We've just picked it up from them. It's become our nature. And God says when we are peacemakers, people notice. We look like our father. We act like our father. We talk like our father. You must be a child of God. And that incredible opportunity to represent God in a way that's desired. There are times that Christians get a reputation that is, well, not good. A reputation for being argumentative. For being mean. For being unpleasant. And you may hear some of those comments, ah, it's those Christians again. And sometimes certain groups tend to draw that criticism more than others, but in a culture that desires darkness more than light, you'll hear those things. But we ought to live in such a way that those who at least know of God and His nature would see the good that we do and notice and recognize that's godly. And being a peacemaker is one of those traits that the ultimate example is God saying, you know what? There is such animosity and enmity between me and mankind that I need to send a peacemaker. And so I'll send my son Jesus. And the only real way to make peace between mankind and me, God says, is to deal with this sin problem. And so I'll have my son do that. And being a peacemaker, sometimes we reflect the nature of God as we resolve conflict. By pointing people to Jesus. By helping individuals know the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. By saying, when you have peace with God, you're better prepared to have peace with one another. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to have peace with you because you've given us Jesus. And so God, today, help us to be noticed as your children by the way that we're involved in peacemaking. Help us to be instruments of peace between ourselves and others. To be instruments of peace in the midst of conflict that people have with one another. But even more importantly, help us to be instruments of peace between ourselves, but between people and you. Not that we're the mediator, but we know the best one. We know the only one, and that's Jesus. And so, God, as we live as those who seek peace, may we seek peace with you always. May we understand your terms of peace, that we unconditionally surrender. And may that peace lead us to be known as a peacemaker, to be known as a child of the living God. Father, help us at all times to lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, as the one who brings peace between you and mankind. That as we lift up him, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.